USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The South is experiencing a brutal heat wave. A persistent heat dome has sent temperatures soaring into the triple digits, breaking records and creating life-threatening conditions. This man lives in El Paso.
I will not be leaving my house unless I absolutely have to. I mean, it's 100 degrees is unbearable.
Excessive heat warnings are up from Arizona to Alabama, and parts of Texas and the lower Mississippi Valley seem to be getting the worst today. It's another rough day for air travel, with 1,500 cancellations and 3,000 delays reported. TSA's Patty Mancha says travelers should pack some patience.
If you're traveling this week from Friday to Wednesday, you're going to wait. If you're traveling early in the morning, you're going to wait even longer.
She says travelers should verify their flights with their airlines before going to the airport. The Northeast region is still encountering the severest impacts. The remnants of the Titan submersible have arrived in Canada. This morning, a ship transporting the recovered wreckage from the ocean's floor docked at the port. A crane was used to unload the debris, which appeared to include the nose section of the Titan. President Biden says his economic policies focused on inclusive economic growth, citing the highest post-pandemic economic growth among nations.
Bidenomics is about building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
Speaking in Chicago, Biden emphasized infrastructure and domestic manufacturing investments while criticizing previous administrations' tax cuts, which benefited corporations and the wealthy. More Americans are expressing confidence in the U.S. economy. That's according to the latest Gallup poll. The Economic Confidence Index score for June registered at negative 32. That's on a scale that ranges from negative 100 to positive 100. While Republicans tend to have lower confidence levels compared to Democrats, both parties have witnessed similar increases in their confidence levels. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires is blanketing the Midwest once again. Millions of people in Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and elsewhere are dealing with unhealthy air quality. The smoke is expected to move east, hitting parts of western and central New York. President Biden's recent verbal gaffe is raising eyebrows. During an interaction with reporters outside the White House today, Biden mistakenly asserted that Russian President Vladimir Putin is losing the war in Iraq instead of referring to the situation in Ukraine.
It's hard to tell, but he's clearly losing the war in Iraq. He's losing the war at home.
It's been reported that the president made a similar error during a campaign reception in Maryland on Tuesday. Baby talk. Humans do it, and so do dolphins.
Tell me about it.
That's human baby talk. Those are dolphins. Researchers say dolphin mamas use a special voice with offspring just like human mothers. This is the world's longest-running study of wild dolphins. 3 decades so far. It comes out of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Florida. When dolphins call their young, it's higher-pitched, more gentle, more sing-songy and musical. The zoologists call the communication style motherese or infant-directed speech. The rest of us call it baby talk. I'm Lucinda Kay.
Airbnb is giving guests the opportunity to reside in an authentic Malibu Barbie dream house. Located in Malibu, California, the mansion is totally pink. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.